Right, I'm delighted to say for Devil in the Detail and Salford City Radio, I've been joined by Salford Red Devils head coach Richard Marshall. Good afternoon, Richard. Hope you're okay.
Hi, Paul. Yeah, good. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. It's game week now, a couple of days preparation now, well, the last few days preparation for the big start of Super League on Friday night. You must be excited now. The players must be buzzing for this.
Yeah, I think everybody's ready for Super League action to start again. We certainly are. I certainly am. The players are ready. We've had a great pre-season. Obviously, at the start, there was a lot of change and getting used to the players and the way the coaching staff wanted to work things. But we're way over that now, and everybody's really ripped into pre-season. Looking forward to seeing them put everything that we've practiced out on the training field into the game on Friday.
How are you feeling personally? Because last time we spoke, you'd just taken over as coach. You're a bit like the new boy at the club, really, wasn't you? Going to a new school and things like that. How have you settled into the environment at Salford? You know, new club, and obviously you've stepped up to a head coach now. So it must be a different feeling to be an assistant coach. A bit more pressure there, but a bit more responsibility as well.
Yeah, there certainly is. There's pressure with any top job in the competition. But it's something that I've relished. I feel I'm ready for it. We spoke a couple of times about the opportunity, and it was too good to turn down. And I'm so pleased I'm here now with the players that we've got are fantastic, and we're really looking forward to the season. Obviously, there was a bit of change at the start, but once we stabilised the ship and everybody realised that it wasn't the end of the world losing coaching staff and players, and everybody's bought into everything that we're trying to do, and the players are running the place, and that's how it should be. Obviously, we've got myself and Danny Orr and Gareth Whittaker who oversee the programme, but the players are in control of what's happening, and they will be on Friday night.
You had one pre-season match against Wigan. It was a positive result. I know you was quite pleased with that. Obviously, there's aspects in that game that we need to work on. But is it difficult to select your starting 13 for this St. Helens game after that? Or have you seen enough in training from the lads to know, you know, roughly what your starting 13 is going to be?
Yeah, we're there or thereabouts with the squad now. There's a lot of permutations and a lot of question marks, and I'm probably 72 hours ago, I probably wasn't cemented on a starting 17, but we've formalised that now. The players have practiced. We've had at least a week to with the team that will be playing. I'm looking forward to that, to seeing that team progress and develop. Yeah, the Wigan trial friendly was really competitive. Actually, it didn't feel like a friendly in any means. I'm sure they got quite a lot out of it. We certainly did. The contact and the kick chase, transitions, our defence, our attitude were first class. The conditions were terrible. But we managed to overcome all of that, and hopefully that will give us some confidence to go into the opening rounds of the competition.
Well, St. Helens on Friday is a huge test. I mean, the spotlight's going to be on the club for the right reasons, really. You're kicking off the Super League season under the lights at Headingley, the first team on as well. Doesn't get any tougher than St. Helens, though. I mean, you'll know all about them from your time there. I mean, what do you expect them to bring? Power, pace, and they're just an all-round top side, aren't they?
Certainly are, yeah. We've got a responsibility, first and foremost, for ourselves, for the work that we've done in pre-season. Responsibility to back up the talk that we've spoke about all pre-season. The efforts in the gym, the contact on the mats, the skills, the 1,000 hours of skills that we've done. We've done a load of work, so we've got a responsibility now to deliver off the back of that work that we've done. We know we're going against, well, the best team in the competition, really. The way that team finished last year was great for that club. Obviously, Salford, it was an indifferent season, and obviously there's been a lot of change, but we've come to grips with what we've got to do. We do know that the players that we're coming up against, you know, are internationals, they're world class, and they're used to winning big games. So we've just got to ride all of that and meet fire with fire, and we'll be looking to do that on Friday. We're not in awe of St. Helens. Nothing could be further from the truth. We're really confident, but we are respectful of that club, but we're really confident in our own ability.
It was great to see you join the Supporters Trust just recently. I mean, I know you've bought straight into that, and I think that's making you a firm favourite with the supporters. And, you know, how much are you looking forward to that going forward, you know, working with the supporters, working with the youth side at Salford? We've got Paul Rowley working there. Does it feel like a family club now at Salford?
There's lots going on behind the scenes, loads going on behind the scenes, real positive movements in the community. We're having Zooms and meetings with all sorts of partners and community people who want to get involved. Ian Blees and Paul are doing a great job over there, and I'm dipping my toes into that. First and foremost, my priority is the first team and making sure we win games. But at the same, my remit and my agenda is creating a pathway and creating relationships with not just our supporters, our partners, our sponsors, everybody associated to the club. That will take time, certainly over the next few weeks and months until the COVID restrictions are lifted. It's going to be really difficult, but I just thought being part of the Supporters Trust was something that I could do, and if I can contribute in any way to that, I will do it. I had a good relationship with the trust over at Halifax, and they were integral to us developing a reserve grade over there when everybody else didn't see the visions or didn't have the audacity or the drive to commit to the reserves. Halifax did, and I want the same here. And I know Salford put a really good reserve team out last year. When everything lifts and we get back to some normality, we'll be looking to fire into our juniors and our youth development and getting that going off the ground again.
Another really good story was the one of Conor Aspey's successful trial with the club. You know, what have you seen in Conor at the moment? I mean, he's really good player, really good young player. He's only very young though, but you must have been pleased with the way he's come on and the way he responded to that trial and took the opportunity with both hands.
He did. He didn't look out of place, which is first and foremost. He looked really good and comfortable. There was a couple of things that we spoke about with him that he's going to improve on. He's got some areas, as has everybody in the team, whether they're making the debut or they're an international player. You can always improve. And we rate Conor very, very highly. It's going to be difficult for him to get game time over the next few weeks. So we may be looking to get Conor out on loan somewhere, just so he can get some game time. Ideally with a top Championship club or Super League. So we'll see how that works out. But at the same time, he is in our long term vision and plans. And he's been really, really good to have around the place. They're a very enthusiastic young man, and thanks for the Supporters Trust for obviously supporting us with retaining people like Conor.
What can, without giving too much away, I don't want you to give any secrets away, but what can the Salford supporters expect from this side this season? We've made some really exciting signs. I mean, the supporters I've spoke to are really, really positive. I think this is the most positive people have been for a while. I mean, we've been to a grand final, a cup final. We don't want to make rash, bold statements, do we, what we're going to do, but you must be excited. And what can we expect?
I am excited. I expect us to be competitive. I want us to be consistent. I think traditionally, we as a club, I think we've reached the heights, and we're probably not being able to maintain it. Well, I want us to be consistent, and that's every week. That's every week in the on the training field, each and every game, whether we're playing the team at the bottom of the league or the team at the top of the league. Obviously, St. Helens are the top team at the moment. We play them round one, so that's a great marker for us. So we want to be able to pit ourselves against the best teams in the competition. There's no outlandish statements here. We've just got to improve on last year. I think you'll see a reignited squad, and I think you'll see some passion, which is key, and the energy within that. Our defence, I hope, will improve. I think it will improve. We've done a lot on that. Our kicking game, we've got some wonderful players, as you say. Teams should be looking at Salford, and be fearful and be worried, because we've got such a fantastic squad. The challenge for me is to make sure that we keep them all fit. Outside of our top 30 squad, obviously, we don't have an academy, we don't have a reserve, and we would be struggling if we picked up injuries, but we've got everybody. There's only a couple of absentees at the moment. Greg Burke and Joe Burgess won't start the season. Everybody else is not far off, so we're picking from, you know, relatively full strength.
The Challenge Cup returned last weekend. Did you manage to catch any games on the television? I mean, that's an exciting tournament. We'll be entering that soon. You must be looking forward to pitting your wits in that competition. Getting to Wembley last season, it'd be fantastic to get the club there with supporters there, hopefully, this season.
Yeah, that'd be great, and that's an aim and a goal and something that we want to achieve. We got a lot of respect for the cup, and obviously being the finalist last year, we want to go one better. But there's a long way to go. There's a lot of competition games to play before that in Super League. Obviously, the Challenge Cup, you've got to get through a few of the rounds there. There'll be some tricky ties there for every club. I managed to watch a bit of the Widnes game against West Wales. Obviously, there's a bit of hype around Rangi Chase and Gavin Ensign, and I know a couple of the Widnes players, so I managed to watch a little bit of that on the iPlayer. But my old team, Halifax, unfortunately got knocked out, so I'm sure that they'll be better for that run out. There'll be some different games and in different scores, I'm sure, as the competition levels itself out in Super League and the Challenge Cup. But if we're in the hat, you know, in the come semi-final time, you know, that'd be fantastic for us as a club.
There's some real mouth-watering contests coming up this weekend. I certainly can't wait for it. But I'd just like to say thank you, Richard, for speaking to us. Always appreciate you taking time out to speak to us on Salford Radio, Devil in the Detail. And I just want to wish you all the very best for the season and very best of luck on Friday, mate.
That's fine, Paul. Thanks very much. Thanks for your support. And hopefully we'll do a good job on Friday. We can walk off the field really proud of what we've done and then take it from there for the next few weeks. Be good.